Hi writers, welcome to Indie Author Diaries, a weekly diary with two indie writer mums. Meet your show host, Sarah Gay.
Hello.
And me, Lisa M. White, and we're going to chat about how we're fitting writing into our everyday lives, our writing process from idea to published novels, our sales or lack of, and more. So let's get into the show. Welcome to episode one. Okay, so Sarah and I chat with each other almost every day, actually, since we met back in 2015, because she was publishing a magazine and I was producing a online cooking show. And we started chats, like a YouTube chat called Writer Chats. And then life got crazy because she's got three kids, I've got two. And then we started chatting every day again and we thought, you know what, let's just try this whole podcast. Because I personally like accountability. I do well with just a little bit of accountability, a little bit of structure. Not too much structure, just a little bit.
Well, you're the organized one and I'm the one that seems to get everything done last minute.
You're the free spirit.
I'm the free spirit on this one.
So, Sarah, bring us up to speed. So we thought we would break this diary. It's like the Bridget Jones, you know, it's the whole truth about our author journey.
But we haven't made it to the top yet, but we will.
just to clarify, if you're looking for one of those We're Making Six Figures Per Month podcast, that's not this one. Yeah, I'm not making any figures. I'm currently awaiting my first check. After 3 years. I'm now on $99 Australian and $89 US after 3 years. So this is,
and you should be proud.
This is where we come after following advice, spending a lot of money, but still loving writing and determined to continue loving writing wherever the road may take us. So Sarah, all right, I'll just say before I pass it over to you. So we thought we'd break these diaries up into four areas. And so they are, one, we're going to chat about what we're doing, what we've been doing in the last week. And then we're going to chat about what we plan to do for the next week and or the next quarter, whatever we decide to make the episode about. Then we're going to chat about what we're reading, like our inspiration. Who are we following? Who are we listening to? What podcasts are we listening to? What books are we reading? What TV shows are we watching? Just because, you know, we're avid consumers of stories. And then any other random, potentially deep, potentially not, thoughts about writing-related stuff. So I am going to pass it over to you now, Sarah. So why don't you tell us what you've been doing in this last week, or last week, summarise, however you would like to summarise.
Well, I've actually been getting my marketing ready because I've got Amber in Love, book two in the Sparkle series coming out this month. So I have been going crazy and setting up the blog tours for the first book, because this year I've decided I'm going to market my first books at a discounted price to hopefully follow through instead of doing it per new release. So try and attract people from the start. So I've been doing that. I was supposed to be editing my Sparkle. Aphrodite's Letters. But I ended up having a really lazy weekend and binge watched Winona Earp on Netflix. I kind of jumped forward. I think we were meant to talk about those in books later.
But you should add that you were sick. You had a headache.
I did. I had a headache for 4 days because I went to the dentist and I just didn't recover very well. So that's what I've been working on. As far as writing last week, I didn't do any, which is quite rare of me. So I didn't do any. I just focused on marketing and trying to get that, because marketing and me are not friends. And we have to learn to be friends this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I've been invited to the party with marketing. But you have, so how many words have you written this year? Because you've been very full on, I reckon, this year.
I have. I think I've done quite a few. I think sets I've done 8. So what did we say? I've probably hit about 260, maybe 270, 270,000 words this year.
You can enjoy that weekend off.
Yeah, well, I've got 4 books coming out, which I jumped again. I never stick to anything.
That's all right.
Yeah, so I've got 4 more books to come out, 4, 5 more books coming out this year.
This year, 5? Oh, I didn't realise. I thought you only were doing 2 this year. Wow. So, okay, tell me, when are they coming out? So, all right, let's launch into the second bit, what you've got coming up.
I've got Amber in Love coming out the 27th of September. I've got Lily in Love coming out the 26th of October. And I've got Curve My Valentine and Curve My Treasure from my Curvies series coming out in November and December. And then following straight onto that, I've got the Aphrodite's Letters, which are the short stories. So they'll be coming out in December every 2 weeks.
Cool. Can I ask, so why aren't you going to release the Valentine's one year Valentine's Day? Is there previous experience that you don't think it really,
I think you're competing with some pretty big plays in February. I've noticed when I've released in February and even July for some reason, it's just really hard to do blog tours and things like that and be seen because you've got a lot of your bigger authors also coming out around those times. So you kind of get lost in with the crowd. I mean, that's just my experience.
Could July be the American, Northern Hemisphere summer?
Well, holiday? I think it's their summer.
Yeah, maybe people are on holidays and they're reading.
Yeah, I think it's their summer. I just find if I release a little off kilter, it tends to work better for me. And also releasing right at the end of a month for some reason. So I think that's got to do with Kindle Unlimited because everything I do is on Amazon. So my Kindle Unlimited reads tend to go up as well. So I'm just sort of working with what works for me.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I still haven't figured it out, but
but you've done pretty well though with your Kirby's books. So talk us through your current series of what you've got out, what's released.
So like I said, I'm releasing Sparkles Book Club, Amber and Lily. So they're curvy plus size girls. It's all about friendship and quirkiness and tutus and pink wigs and, a hot spunk next door who I may or may not have sort of shaped like Chris Hemsworth.
So that's something we can talk about. Our inspired book boyfriends.
I know. And they're always the opposite of my husband, even though he really might add a good foot to every character. And he's right. But So that's what I'm working on. So I'm doing a lot of romantic comedy this year and trying to finish off series because Lisa and I are hopeless at starting and finishing series before we start another one.
Well, you've been writing publishing the fiction longer. But how many books have you got? So you've got the Curvy books, which are currently 3 books. Published in the Curvy series. Then you've got your Seasons Named series. My gosh, I can't say that. And so you've got 2 books out in there. And then you've got Sparkles, the first book out. You've got Loving Brody and Saved by Sam.
Yes. And I've got The Waiting World.
The Waiting World.
Which is a fantasy series. I've got other short ones out. I've got like Valentine Lane, Love in the Sand, Running Nowhere. I'm not sure where I'm going to fit that one in yet.
How long is that one? So, because that initially was going to be longer. And have you decided to now make that a short story?
It was going to be longer. I took out quite a bit. I think I took it down to about 15,000 words.
So novella.
Yeah, because I love short stories. I mean, that's my favourite to write. So I knocked that one down. So I think all up I've got 14 out.
Wow.
So far.
14?
Yeah.
Far out. And, you know, just so that we can... when we look back on these diaries in, you know, hopefully not too many years to come now, because we've been climbing the freaking mountain for a while.
We'll have 100. We'll have 100.
How many figures are you raking in per month?
Not enough.
How big is the rake?
I'm raking in a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
A month, but not enough. Not if I want to make, I'm breaking even with the editing and putting them out, but, you know, what was my goal?
The income.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'd both like to earn at least, you know, say 25 to 50,000 a year. That would be lovely. Just that's
yeah, like an income. I think my goal was 2,000. It was a month. But oh geez, the dreams of an indie walker. I'm aiming higher. I ultimately want to get to 2,000 a month within the next year. So hopefully
in the next year. Wow. Okay.
Cool. Yes, I'm hoping by June next year I will hit 2,000 a month.
Wow.
You've got to dream big, Lisa.
Well, I'm okay. So, all right. Well, I'll tell you about my my goals. So I've published 14 cookbooks. And I've currently got published ebooks of those because I took one off. I've taken two down. So I've got, I think, what's that leave? 12 books out there. One's a print book, which I'm taking down as soon as Create Space stops. And the other are ebooks. And they don't earn much considering the sheer amount of money and time that was put into that. So behind those cookbooks, I've actually got 4 seasons of an online cooking show, and each season had about 8 to 12 episodes in it. And I always laugh when I get people saying, oh, wow, that's actually better quality than I was expecting. Because it's like, it always feels nice when people think, I didn't think you would produce that. not insulting at all. But anyway, so with those books. The first book went up on Amazon August 2015. And so in that time, in the beginning, I think, I don't know if that was recording this one, but anyway, so I'm almost about to earn my first royalty check, wire transfer, whatever it is from Amazon, first $100. At Amazon US, I've got, I think it's $89, and Amazon Australia has $99. So please, someone, go buy one book. So I can get a check. The sad irony of that is, like, they send it, and then after 3 years of trying to earn $100, then in order to get it to transfer it into the bank account, it's going to cost me $10. So I'll get $90. But anyway, what does that mean for an indie author? That means I can pay my business bank account maintenance fee for another couple of months. So I'm looking at the income, any income, as how can I pay my maintenance fees for the company? Because I did the everything that's supposed to be the right way to do it. I did all that stuff and it didn't work, and it's cost me quite a lot. But I'm at the stage where it's all set up, and I've now decided to write fiction instead of nonfiction, and it's just as easier to keep that set up and keep putting things through it than, you know, just create a whole separate set of paperwork for me to do. And, you know, with the hope that I too might actually be able to earn one day $5,000 a year. So yeah, I used to have big hopes. Now I don't want to lose much money. So that's, that's funny. So yeah, so anyway, fiction, I've got one novella published, and so that's kind of where I'm at. So what is my income? I'm earning nothing at the moment, but I have earned money previously from my print version of my cookbook, which I sold basically at events and at book, at like there was a bookshop locally and interstate here in Australia, and a series of health food stores were stocking my book and selling it as well. So I have previously sold books, but I'm now well and truly over the end of that bell curve and waiting for another curve to start. So goals, what have we got coming up? So what have I done in this last week? So, okay. Currently I am working on, you would say I've got three series. So I've got the first book, which is A Touch of Magic. And so that's like, it could be a standalone, but I do have an idea for at least two more books for that series, potentially five. And then I've got my more serious urban fantasy book, which is called Awakened, and that's what I'm calling my familiar series. And so there will be, I think I've got five books planned for that one. And they're longer, they're like 100,000 words. So that one is currently undergoing a developmental edit with my editor, and which is very expensive. And I've been listening to other podcast diaries, and I get really annoyed when I hear people lament and whinge about their lack of results. And you think, yeah, you didn't spend much money. because I've spent a lot of money following the advice of so-called experts, and I don't do that anymore. but anyway, so my goal has been, my approach is, I actually now just, because I don't have high expectations for the return I'm necessarily going to get, I'm not willing to burn out over it. I am willing to just produce a product that I can be proud of. And I figure, you know, my kids are young, but when they're older, they might read it. And I don't want them to be embarrassed and read a piece of crap. I don't want them to read, you know, something that was pumped out for, that was a first draft given a nice cover. And, you know, I want them to read a book that could have been published by a mainstream publisher. So that means it's taken me forever. I'm going through multiple rounds of editing because grammar is not something I'm good at, but getting better because I can see that I think my last draft of my latest book is better. So anyway, so that's what I'm doing with that. So it's already had a manuscript assessment with a structural edit, and now we're going through the developmental edit on those 100,000 words. And according to my editor, there are some problems and things need fixing. So it's going to take a while before I'm ready for the copy edit and then the proofread and then the published. But I do have a very awesome cover, and I do love that cover series that I've got organised that. So I can't wait to actually publish that. And then what else have I been doing? I madly finished my werewolf book. So all I'm calling that now at the moment is the werewolf book until it is released next year. Contemplating sending that to a publisher. Still deciding whether or not I'll publish that myself or I'll send it out to someone else. Knowing that, you know, fully expecting it'll probably get rejected anyway, and then I'll get to publish it anyway. But I feel like I should, at least in all these years that I've been writing, I haven't actually submitted anything to a publisher, and it'd be nice to actually have that, you know, that rejection letter to show that I tried. I think even funnier would be if it actually got accepted. I'd be like, shit, I don't know. I wasn't prepared for this. You know how everyone says, like, oh, you've got to learn how to succeed because everybody prepares you for fail. And I don't agree. I think everybody is getting way over prepared for success. That just doesn't happen. Yeah. And then
I think you need to. I think you need, going into indie publishing, you need to be prepared for bad reviews. You know, we all get them. You need to be prepared that you may not necessarily hit the New York Times bestseller list the first time around.
Yeah.
I think sometimes the expectations are too high and they think you just release and people see your book and you rake in all this money, but being an indie author is nothing like that. I mean, there's so much marketing work to be done. There's the writing's nothing. I mean, I can pump out words, but that is such a minute part of the game that you play now to be seen.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got two different approaches with this, similar but different. And there's a whole lot of it is getting your book seen, and it's not just writing it. But I think that there's so many people selling courses, which depend on you as a new author having hope and you getting sucked into that marketing wheel of theirs, helping them make their six figures per month or week or whatever it is they're aiming for. And they don't really seem to understand. And it's not just in writing. It came from internet marketing, which I was horrified when I started seeing it in the writing stuff, because I think writers just don't have that kind of money or that time. And it's going to lead to burnout. And it did. And I've, you know, for me, from when I was with the show side of things, the cooking show.
Yeah. I think some of it could be beneficial. I mean, I haven't done any courses, as you know. Like,
I've done cheat loads.
Yeah. Everything I've done, it's just sort of like, I've just potted along, really, haven't I? Just figuring it out for 4 years.
I got caught on the wheel. I paid for all of that stuff. So anyway, but that's in the brighter chat, so I'm not going to get into that too deep right now. Maybe we'll go into that later stage. But anyway, my approach is, I figure, you know, what do they call it? It's lightning strike of luck. You know, what is a breakout success? I figure, well, whatever. If it's going to be, it's going to have to be something like that, because I'm not throwing thousands of dollars away anymore. Been there, done that. I now know firsthand that didn't work for me. And on the upside is, it's taught me to be more cautious, I think, more aware of how I'm spending my time and my money. And it's helped me have better expectations. And, you know, as a consequence, when we published the novella, when I published my novella, I was more happy with the 30 sales I got from that, because it only cost me a couple of $100 to put out there, whereas the cooking show cost me tens of thousands and made under 10 in total. And so, yeah, so it's just about, and then the 14, like the 11, 12, four cookbooks for the cooking show that I've got out there now, again, they only cost me, I don't know, I'm going to say less than $500 for those books, because I'd learned so much from the first one of what not to do. And so the fact that those second, you know, that batch of those 12 books haven't made a lot of money, it doesn't bother me, because they didn't cost me a lot, and I didn't kill myself trying to market them and do every single thing. And so that's something that we might, you know, rather than put everything all in the one chat, we'll evolve and probably come back to that, because I've been trying some interesting things with that lately. And I will report back. But basically, what I realized was, on that blog, because I spent a few years building up blog traffic and everything, I had some blog posts that had quite a high number of views, and I actually didn't have a link to my books on that post. So I'm in the process, you know, 30,000 views and not a link to, hey, and by the way, we got a book, people. And so last week I just added a link on that page, on that post, and also I shared a recipe, because I haven't shared a recipe in ages, and I got like 6 book sales on one day, and nothing since then, but that was pretty cool. Do you know what I mean? So there's those little things that I could do that I haven't actually done now, because I've just been tired and kind of said, I'm not doing anymore for a while. So anyway, that's that. But anyway, my goal. So that was it. What am I doing? Oh, and the werewolf book. So I've just finished the werewolf book and given that to people to read. And now I'm waiting for feedback from the editor and my alpha readers, which, you know, I personally do like the name of alpha readers for people reading a werewolf book. Hey, that's so cool. And I'm thinking of having a little group, but I don't want to create a group because I know how much work they are, of my alpha readers. But anyway, I probably won't. As I said, I'm trying to be more canny, is that the word, about what I'm spending my time on. So yeah, that was that. So this week coming, I'm not planning on doing any writing. I find I get really in the zone and then I do like crazy hours and then I recover. That's how my creativity works. When I'm writing almost every day because the idea, the story wants to come out. And then once the story is finished, I have a bit of a recuperation period where I catch up on housework. So that's where I'm at the moment. Okay. So did you have anything else you wanted to add in those two sections, Sarah?
Oh my God, I didn't even know we had sections. See, this is what I mean. You're always the organised one. Didn't I answer the Netflix one?
Oh, well, that's next. So, section three, which was, what are we watching? So what are we watching, reading? Who are we looking at? You go first.
Sorry. I was supposed to be reading a werewolf book this week. Which I am totally getting around to. I will just say that now. Hold me accountable to that. So anyway, I had a headache this weekend, which was meant to be my productive weekend. And I had it all week. So instead, I laid on the couch and I binge watched Winona Earp season 2. I am addicted to that show. I also love Longmire at the moment.
What's that? Is that fantasy?
No, he's like a sheriff, but I totally love it and I don't know why. And I just finished watching Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime.
Don't know it. What's Jack Ryan? Is that?
Oh, it's a show based on Tom Clancy's book.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so I just finished watching that, which is great. And season 2 is coming out next year, so I can't wait for that. I really hate waiting, by the way.
No.
So seriously, we're just like oil and water, you and me. But being a free spirit, I really am impatient. I am so impatient for things. So what am I reading? I'm reading nothing at this very second, Lisa.
Oh, but I am about to read.
So that will, and I wanted to read Angela's book too, Angela Stevens.
I'm reading it and I'm really liking it.
Cool. I wanted to read that on the weekend also. That has taken a back seat. Until I feel better, until I've read my werewolf book. And that's it. And this week, I think all I've got planned is to send off Aphrodite's letters to my editor. Take a relax before I start my next project,
cool,
which could be contemporary romance, I think.
Cool. All right. Well, maybe we'll talk more about that next time or make a note in the next section, which will be other random thoughts. We can talk about process if we want. All right, so what am I reading, watching and being inspired by? So watching, I am about to fold 3 baskets, probably 4 baskets of washing to Twilight. you know, I really didn't like
it. Throwback movie.
It cracked me up. I really didn't like the movie or the books when they came out. I was like, what? This is nothing on J.R. Ward. Anyway, and then, I don't know, they grew on me and I kind of like the vibe and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm feeling like something comfy.
I loved the books. I binged on those books. Like, I don't think I slept for a solid week reading But then when I saw the movie, you know, Jacob, like, I think in the books, Jacob's like 7 foot tall. And Taylor Lautner just did not cover that.
I really liked the movies. But anyway, as I said, I didn't like it, but I'm a convertee. I do like it now. And it's enjoyable, you know, like, yeah.
I love them. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, I like it. I like the vibe when I watch it. They're very pretty to watch, and I get that same vibe reading the book. And yeah, anyway, so that's what I'm watching.
Let's talk about the 50 Shade movie. Let's not talk.
Another chat for another day. I'm also watching with my husband The West Wing. We've watched it before. It's just a really good show. I like the writing of that show. You didn't like it? Oh, I really liked it. I liked.
Me, politics, whatever, keep me away from it.
Well, I'm not into politics, and I didn't know anything about American politics until watching it. I like the way they tell the stories about the people, and they make you think about the rest of the job, not just the front part of the job. So anyway, I quite like the way that's written, and I just wanted something easy to watch because things have been busy and we've been sick and been long days, and that's, you know, it's a comforting watch. It's easy to watch. And because I've seen it before, I don't get as addicted as if I'm watching something new where I need to know what happens next. Like, I get really, really addicted to needing to know what happens. So what am I reading? I'm reading Catching Soul by Angela Stevens. So that's the first book in her Thrill of the Chase series. I really like it. I like how Angela writes in general. It's and that's not just because we now know her, but I like it because, first of all, they're romances, they're steamy, but she's got some like serious backgrounds to the characters that make you think, and it's not your typical light fluffy, not that, you know, there's always a time and place for fluffy, I like fluffy too, but I like these, I like books that make you cry, and this one hasn't made me cry, but I like that. It's kind of like, oh, everyone can have a happy ending, even someone with a really, you know, dark past. So anyway, I'm kind of enjoying that. And what else am I reading? I've got so many books on my currently reading list on Goodreads. It's not funny. but I've got a list of things I want to read. I want to reread the first four Janet Ivanovich books for the Stephanie Plum series. And so that's what I'll read next. And I've got a couple of other books, like the Sarah J. Maas series. I'm currently reading those as well, like her book of short stories, The Assassin's Blade. And then I've got Tower of Dawn because the next one comes out, I think, at the end of the year. So, yeah, but I'm reading lots of books at the moment. Yeah, and what am I listening to? Well, I've been listening to podcasts. So what was that one that you just showed me? Podcast Like a Boss?
Oh, Author Like a Boss.
Author Like a Boss. Yeah, there was a good interview there. I quite like that.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah. And I've been listening to... My favourite is the Science Fiction and Fantasy Marketing Podcast. I really like listening to those three. I like that they're not... There's no frou-frou. I don't know what the word is, but it's not frilly or fluffy. It's just a bunch of introverts talking about publishing books. And they're just really, they're just easy to listen to. I do like it. And then we've been listening.
You're always trying to match mate. You always want two of them to end up together in real life.
And they're possibly already, you know, married. Who knows? They don't talk about their personal lives at all. But, and who else? Paul Teague's self-publishing journeys. I like listening to his diaries, and that's what made me think, you know what? Yes. You know, I just, and I was listening to Creative Pen as well sometimes. And I was just thinking, yeah, I like that idea of the diary to come back and listen and think, yeah, where were we back then? Because I've gone back, I've heard his more recent ones, and then I've gone back to the oldest ones. And it's just really cool to see how things have changed over time, because he's
really it's good to hear what he's. I mean, it doesn't matter what you listen to; everyone's trying something different in marketing. but it's pretty cool that he's like going through like a BookBub ad or AMS ads for the 20th time, or what books he's read about marketing, you know, because the game, it's always changing.
Well, I like when I hear people saying that they haven't had success with Facebook ads, because that's been my experience. You know, I spent a lot of money and got nothing to show for it. But maybe like three subscribers. At one point I got a subscriber for $20, which was ridiculous. So, and then I tried to sell books and I sold. Yeah, I sold no books for, you know, trying quite a few different things, $100, and then, you know, all that other stuff with, you know, write a blog post, write your newsletter, have YouTube videos. I mean, I did all of that and published, you know, post regularly and all of that stuff. And, you know, and that's when I said, you know what? And then they closed my account down and I thought, well, I just don't want to have any income, if I ever get any, related, you know, that dependent on one place. So, yeah, you know, because, you know, if you were making all your money through ads on Facebook and then you lost your account, you would be kind of screwed, especially if you tried the other stuff and it wasn't working. So, yeah. So my feeling is I like hearing about other people talking about their experiences, especially when their experiences kind of match mine, because, yeah, it just validates, like, okay, it wasn't just me. This actually is happening to other people too. So, yes. Okay. And so, Sarah, do you want to talk about your current writing process? Or is there any other deep and meaningful thoughts you would like to have or share? Share is the better word there.
My current process is to, I mean, I told you I have probably a list of, I don't want to tell you how many books, but I've got about 2 years of writing to do to finish everything I want to finish. So at the moment, I just want to finish off Aphrodite's Letters. I've got everything ready to go all the way until January. So I'm going to probably take a few weeks off and then get back on the writing train again. Just so I can sort of stay ahead of myself, really. I don't know. I'm trying a new approach this year because I like to procrastinate, as you know, and then write up a storm in a month and not sleep and end up sick. So I'm trying to be a little bit more consistent and take health advice from you, Miss Lisa, because I am hopeless. So that's what I'm doing right now. There's so much I want to achieve, and I think that's probably a little loopy sometimes, because every morning I wake up and I want to get on to the next thing. But I know I have to finish what I'm doing right now. And like I said, as I'm releasing, I'm trying to keep on top of the marketing. So like we'll talk about another time, like I did 1 month of trying Facebook ads, 1 month of AMS, just to see what converted and what didn't. And I mean, I'm kind of enjoying that right now, not trying to do 3 or 4 different platforms at once and just see how I can better each platform as I go. Anyway, so we will talk about that, because we could talk for hours like we do every day and go through a million different things.
Sometimes while we're walking, you're walking around a lake, I'm walking on the treadmill.
Yeah.
You're cleaning, I'm cooking.
Gosh,
we're dropping off school, we're going to appointments.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So we do like 20% writing, you know, 80% mothering, and 100% worrying. It's full on insane with us too. But it's true. I swear to God, I spend half my day cleaning, right?
You're always cleaning. Well, so I need to do that.
I'm always cleaning.
Yeah. So, all right. So me, like deep thoughts or whatever, my writing process. What's my writing process? I think I kind of said already. I'm basically... Because, you know, there's everyone out there is happy to tell you what to do and how to do it. So, you know, This is how we're doing it. I'm writing when I've got ideas and inspiration, time and energy. And the kids aren't sick and I can write. I had to laugh because I had a scene in my book where the mum was just about to sit down and drink a cup of tea and then got a phone call from the school to pick up her kid. As I was rereading that section, my phone rang. My daughter was sick and I had to go and pick her up from school. And so then I didn't do anything for a week because I got sick after she got sick and my son got sick, and luckily my husband stayed healthy. But anyway, so it was all, it was just, this is life. You know, I just can't meet these crazy deadlines of getting up at 5 a.m. Hormones don't love it. Don't do it, people. You know, don't burn yourself out. You know, find that time in the day if you can. But maybe, yeah, think about how we're scheduling a bit better, a bit more rationally. And listen, you know, listen to yourself a bit more, I think. All right, so that brings us to the end of our very first diary. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Sarah?
Nope, not this week. I'll be back with good stuff next week.
Yeah, okay. So for the week ahead, this is probably a good spot to talk about what we would do next week. So yeah, goals for next week, just really briefly, dot points.
Goals for next week are to have two of my books back from the editors, mm-hmm. and uploaded on Amazon. Fingers crossed, and hopefully some more pre-orders and a little bit of writing.
Cool. My goals are catching up on all the non-writing stuff at home. I've got all these little nitty-gritty paperworky things that need to be done, and I finally uploaded my sale, like my bank account details, to Amazon, and I've got to log into CreateSpace and check that out as well, because I don't even know, but I don't even know if they'll be sending me that $50 that I've earned when it all goes down. I've also got to check I've got my bank account details in Drafted Digital. So I think it's time to get real and get serious. Get the soil right and then the plant can grow. There we go.
Very good.
All right, guys. Well, we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.